I've actually known about Sane for some time. I think I came across it probably about 10 years ago through the work that Marjorie Wallace does. Every time there was a case that was in the papers or on television, if there'd been a murder or a suicide involving mental illness or involving somebody who was supposed to be treated under care in the community or whatever, there would be Marjorie relentlessly fighting the campaign for mental illness and for research and for understanding about these issues. So I was aware of them in a wider context, but also in an individual context. I mean, like many people, I've had my bouts of depression, and anyone who's gone through that will know just how miserable it can be when you feel completely bleak and joyless and in despair and without any hope at all, really. And it's a terribly unhappy and miserable place to be. And so to know that there are organisations who are there and you can call them up and they have helplines and they have professionals who are trained to deal with that, and they're doing research and they've got a dedicated centre looking into all these things like schizophrenia and bipolar, to know that they're there day in, day out, and they're working at this is a tremendous comfort, not only to individuals but to society as a whole. And they're one of these charities, I think, without which really society would fall apart, because the work that they're doing with some of the most vulnerable people is just invaluable. It's incredible, really.